Well, I can say that we can welcome on the programme. I thought he was coming in, but no, the message was wrong. He's on the blower. Good morning, Chairman, Mr. Paul Stapleton.
Morning, Gordon.
Good morning, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
No problem.
We'd like you to, if you can, Paul, to look back and maybe look forward as well. And 2004 has been just an unprecedented year again for Plymouth Argyle, if you can use again with unprecedented.
I know, it's, we're in the middle of this championship league and, it's as we expected. It's harder teams, bigger budgets, bigger stadia, et cetera, but we got to remember that at the start of the year, we were in, Division 2 and everything was rosy. We signed Sturrock on a new agreement and we were looking forward to pushing on for another promotion. And, the QPR game, which came on April the 24th, I think, was fantastic. And what a great day for the football club, and then followed, obviously for the city with everything that went on, the celebrations, the Colchester game. And, it's just, if you think back to that, then you get it all in perspective, because we've had two championships in 3 years. We've only had five in our history. You know more than anyone about the history of Argyle, and only had five championships and have two in the last 3 years. You keep pinching yourself, and then you say, right, okay, now we're punching our weight with the big boys. And you come home from Leeds the other day. I actually didn't fly. I drove, and it was a nightmare on the M1. But you're driving back, and you're disappointed that you've lost 2-1 at Elland Road. And, they were nice people at Elland Road, but to me, they live in the past a bit. They still think they're in the Premiership, and you just pinch yourself and you think, crumbs, we're disappointed we lost to Leeds, and they were in the Premiership last year, and so we've come a long way, and we mustn't forget that. We mustn't. We must always remember where we've come from and where we're going.
Mm. If you'd like to put a question to Paul, give Richard a call, our producer, on 0845 301 1034. That's 0845 301 1034. You're quite happy to be on the phone for a little while, Paul, aren't you?
Yeah, fine. That's right, Gordon. I would.
Yeah,
no problem.
Lovely. So Bobby Williamson has taken over from Paul Sturrock. There were, to be honest, one or two murmurings amongst supporters in recent weeks, but you must grasp the fact, I feel, that Plymouth Argyle is a championship side. I would have taken at the beginning of the season, I don't know about you, Chairman, I would have taken fourth from bottom this season.
Yeah, that's quite right. That's quite right. Right, we always try and set our sights a little bit higher, but the basic thing this year is making sure we're still in the championship next year. And I think that's what it's all about. And, we've lost, I think, 12 games this year. And we only lost 12 games in the last 3 years, more or less. And so you look at that, and the fans, the recent fans, the fans who've come back after being away for a time, haven't been used to losing. And, we said at the start of the year, we've got to get used to that. We've got to get used to the fact that we're going to be playing these teams who have been used to this league, the teams who have spent money, the teams who are stronger in squad and sort of ex-premiership players and all this sort of stuff. And it's how we deal with that. And to suddenly shout, a murmur about the manager, I think it's totally wrong. I mean, I don't think it would have been any different. Who's to say it would have been any different if Paul Sturrock was here? We always said, in fact, Paul Sturrock said to me in the summer, you want to go out and say that you're going to finish fourth bottom. Because that's what he thought, he said to me, that's where you may end up. He said, you've got to say it to the fans. Make them realistic. He said, you're in transition. You've had a team who's won two championships. You've had players who've been there in the third division, old third division, with you, have come all the way through. You've got to find out if they can play in this league. He said, they're a good bunch. They might be able to do it. He said, but you've got to find out. It's a learning curve. And of course it is. And we know that. And I think the majority of the fans understand that. The majority of the fans understand, where we are and where we're about. And, I think we're doing very well. Look at the situation that Rotherham found themselves in. Right, they just started to pick up some points. But, that could have been us. Look at Brighton. There's all these other teams there. And, only this week, I think it was the first time Leeds went above us all season. And, Wolves are still below us. And, you've got to say that as well. You've got to look at that and say, look, that's where we are. And we're progressing. And I think Bobby's aware of what we need. He's very, very active. People don't see this. They think, is there any movement? What's happening with players? Bobby is always, always on the phone or visiting. He is non-stop worker.
His phone is non-stop.
Yeah, no, you're right.
It is.
He is one of these people who will be on duty 24 hours a day. In fact, he came to the basketball the other night, and he was, you know, well, he was enjoying the basketball, but he was still sort of texting football agents, managers, with messages and stuff that was going on at the same time. I mean, this is, you know, this is, I don't know, 10 o'clock on the 29th of December. You know, so he is very active in that, in the pursuit of Plymouth Argyle. And I think, you know, the fans have got to realise that, or they'll see a game once a week, once a fortnight. Even to get a player takes ages. So there's so much that goes on, and even trying to get one player in, let alone, you know, maybe more than one. And, you know, it's behind the scenes stuff at the football club, and didn't always get made public at the time. But
well, you got the new signing yesterday with Scott Taylor, Lee Makel, of course. I don't know, should he have looked at a Matt Paul before he joined the club?
Well, he used to play for Sunderland, so I think he knows where the geography of England is. So I'm not so sure about Lee Makel. I think he's a different case to Crawford, and
it appears that way, doesn't it?
It's very difficult. He's gone now. I mean, he's finished with Plymouth Argyle. I found him a very nice person. When you ever spoke to him, he was very polite, very sensible. There's obviously something under the surface which didn't fit, either whether it was his football or his wife or whatever. That chapter's closed, and you say, right, okay, didn't work. You know, it might make Bobby look up and say, yeah, okay, that was the case. You know, let's look at it next time if somebody comes down from north of the border. He's an Englishman, by the way, so it's not just a question of the Scots not liking it down here. And we've had a good history of the Scots people coming down. I mean, you know, over our period. So anyway, Lee Makel's gone. I don't think we saw the best of him at Home Park. He's gone. It opened up a space. Good Johnson came in before Lee Makel left. As I say, it's opened up a space in the playing squad anyway. So, you know, I would expect there might be some more people in the not-too-distant future.
Just before the headlines, Paul, we got those coming up in a moment. The signing yesterday, does that mean that the way is clear now for Stevie Crawford to go, and Hearts seem to be the front-runners?
Well, Phil Gill, the director, is working on that very closely, and Taylor wasn't in for Crawford to go out. Taylor's in, and we're still looking as well. So the Crawford situation's been negotiated. We've tried to be very accommodating to that young man because of his personal reasons, and it's still ongoing. I would imagine something might be decided today. We've let him go up to Scotland for talks yesterday, so we understand something may happen, but we're looking also to bring in some new people. So it wasn't a question to get Taylor in and Crawford out. Don't forget Taylor's cup tied.
Yeah. Is the club looking for a fee for Stevie Crawford, Chairman?
Being an accountant, Gordon, I would hope so.
But you say, I think the situation between the two, Lee Makel and Stevie Crawford, were entirely different. And I think it was just the quote that Lee Makel made, wasn't it? He reported it in a Scottish paper, thinking maybe it may not be heard down here, that he didn't realise how much travelling would be involved, if anybody was confused by the point that I made earlier.
That's right. I did read a comment that said that to spend 8 hours in a coach wasn't what he expected. Actually, we've flown a couple of places this year as well, so that cuts the travelling time out. But it has been a factor, actually, to be honest. In I've been on the board for over 6 years now, and you know, there is a lot of travelling. There is, because of our geography and the fact that, you know, I remember Kevin Hodges' team used to leave Friday before the game at 10 o'clock in the morning. And sometimes it take you like 10, 11 hours to get to Hartlepool or somewhere.
I always remember David Kemp joking, got back with the milkman again.
Oh, that's right. You know, and you have that situation where you do have a lot of travelling. So we are looking in this league, particularly, and with the Southwest links opening up around the country, to whether we can fly to more away games, obviously looking at the budget.